Hello, the date is June 19, 2017. The time is 11:42 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Monday just before I have lunch here. And I'm out back, and this is a corn report. Corn report for the corn growing here and the growing season of 2017. I'm out back here, just took a snap of the audio art here, and it's starting to sprinkle a little bit. We got thunderstorms, and the corn that was planted a week ago, about 7-8 days ago, under the strawberry moon, full moon of June, has sprouted. The sprouts are about, I noticed it yesterday, so it's been about a week thereabouts, and the sprouts are about 1 inch to 2 inches tall. So the corn is growing here out in the cornfield out back. And there's a robin singing as the sprinkles come down for the rain that we have. We got thunderstorms moving into the area again. It's gonna be rainy thunderstorms till about 9-10 o'clock tonight. So, I'm enjoying the day doing the audio here, and the cornfield looks wet. If I was to step out there, it'd be muddy, but you can see all the little rows of the green baby stalks, the sprouts that will be come very tall stalks of corn that will be harvested several months down the road. So the dairy cows here in upstate New York have something to munch on instead of hay. They've already had the first haying also. I saw that. The cornfields that are across the river on the Susquehanna River, that was planted a little earlier, so they're actually higher than the little corn sprouts that I'm looking at right now. That I think they're almost a foot. But in my cornfield out back here, the corn has sprouted, and it's a very pretty sight to see the evenly planted rows of green corn. And and it's a cornfield that I was doing some drone flights over, which sadly to say, I'm not going to be doing any drone flights with the drone that I had, a Hupson 507, because I have an engine issue with one of the engines there that it doesn't give a stable flight when it's taking off. The engine is catching on something, and I've tried cleaning it out. So I think that drone is about, unless I get another engine, I was thinking about getting another drone, but we'll see how that takes. But I will still be giving the corn reports here on my voice recorder pro on my iPad mini here. And but the corn, it's really, I think this is probably the best time to look at the corn when it's just sprouting out, because it's just a field of green that you can still see the other end of the cornfield. There's about 15 to 18 acres back here, and I've said that before, where I look over to the left, I can see the golf course. Is anybody out there golfing? Nope, I don't see any golfers. It's probably because of the moon, or the rain, I should say. And I'm looking over at the two to three acres that I own off to that borders towards the golf course. That it's just a sight of even rows of freshly planted corn that is just going to be taking off on its own. And to have this rain, it's going to help it grow that much quicker. And it's not as humid as the audio I did earlier this morning. It's the humidity sort of dropped a little bit. It's about 72 degrees Fahrenheit still. And but the humidity will help the corn grow, because when it's humid out in upstate New York, they say you can hear the corn talking. And I can vouch for that, because there's been many a summer night that I've heard the corn talking. And so we're off to a very good start for the growing of the corn. And I've got a good vantage point back here that I will probably give weekly reports at least So I'm pretty excited about this. And it's corn that I can't eat, but it's a time mark for me over the years of the growing season. And it's sort of one of those natural clocks that you look at over the years, and they become a part of your daily lives, I guess, you know, as far as to look out and to see it. And sprinkles are starting to pick up a little bit, and I'm just thinking now, I'm underneath a couple of walnut trees, and when you got thunderstorms moving into the area, I think standing under a tree is not a wise thing to do. So I'm going to go ahead and close out this audio for this corn report, for the corn report 2017, and we'll talk to you all in the next video, or next video, God. Next audio, I should say, and the rain is starting to pick up. The oak trees are giving me some sort of coverage there, like an umbrella, but I haven't seen any lightning or anything like that, so I'm going to go ahead and head back in and have some lunch. You all have a good one, wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.